IVM.
Stories, we've got stories. They're a little bit of funny and a little bit of this and that. You want to hear them? It's got humans. They're sitting in a box and talking bold at worth our lives. Welcome. Hi.
Are you fine? Are you okay?
I'm fine. My stomach is not fine.
No, I was just telling Noel's come from Thane all the way. And I was telling him how my journey to Thane led me to have
a sty.
Yeah. You kissed him on the eye and gave him a sty.
Yeah.
Yele.
No,
welcome
not even a
to Thane.
Yeah.
With us today is Noel. Noel is a regular on the Cock and Bull podcast. Also a regular on his own podcast.
Which
is the
Radical Measures podcast. Because he has to be, otherwise. We can't sit at Gaurav Pawar's bald head for 5 fucking hours.
Yeah, I'm the diffusion board for his bald head.
Yeah.
So
when I was on their podcast, they were like, the lighting took fucking 5 minutes because everything was bouncing off Gaurav's head. Yeah. And I was like, yaar, main kahan baithu?
Usko bola, tel mat laga.
Isliye wo cap pehna chalu kiya. Har jagah cap pehnta.
Gaurav has the funniest thing. Like, you want to say that story about Pankaj? I think.
I know the story.
In the comedy.
So here's the thing. Gaurav Pawar is unbeatable on stage when he's hosting. And you don't fuck with Gaurav Pawar because he'll fuck back with you.
Yeah.
Alright, so as is the norm, Gaurav Pawar is hosting. Gaurav Pawar, very funny comedian. Watch him on Radical Measures podcast. He's got videos on YouTube as well. Stand-up
that's
videos.
That's always encouraging when it's like, hey, he's a really funny comic. Watch him in his podcast.
That's where his element
because,
truly comes from.
Because he's always funny. He makes people in the metro and all laugh. Dude, he's that crazy for stage time at this point.
But son of a cop, actually.
Yeah. Son of a cop. Great guy to share secrets with.
And I also like, I love talking to him. Like, you know, there are a few people in the scene, like Masoom and Gaurav, I think are like, I can just literally like, just like vent with them. They're very good, like absorbing boards also.
Some people you can vent with. Some people are sieves.
Some people are gossip mongers.
Some people will pass it on to someone else.
So
he was hosting this open mic at Pankaj's venue and
J-Spot.
And he's doing well, he's killing and whatnot. Apparently, J-Spot has a rule that you're supposed to do only 20 minutes as a host. All right. Gaurav is nowhere near that, but like he's close. Okay. And the room demands that because there's open micers, first one falls flat, second one falls.
Yeah.
He needs to do material in the middle.
Yeah.
So Pankaj, like when he's close to like I think 15 or something, Pankaj tells him ki, you know, 20 milega terego, uske baad show khatam karne ka. And Gaurav does the math ki there are so many open micers. So like you've got like 20 minutes ke pehle show khatam ho jayega. 20 minutes of your whatever time you set. So
it's
I have
not
that
even
much
like
time.
The fucking hive days where there are like 25 open micers. Go to
no pressure. I can do a little more to like keep the night rolling and whatnot. He says that and then he goes up on stage. Does a few this, calls up a few acts, comes back. Now Gilheri, who's an intern, tells Gaurav Pawar ki Pankaj bola ki abhi material mat kar, seedha logo ko bula. So Gaurav in his like with a smile and I'm imagining like he's holding something, cigarette, vigarette, kuch to haath mein rahega uska. Bola, Pankaj ko bol, gaand mara. He just says that.
Yeah.
And then like after the mic or something, this one gets, Gaurav is removed from J-Spot.
In a very dramatic fashion. Yeah. Like Pankaj is like someone we know from the scene and he's like a very sweet little Haryanvi boy, okay? Like he's the antithesis of everyone from Haryana. And he never gets angry.
I've seen him drive and he's like surprised at how rash people are.
And he starts talking, "Mereko nahi yaar." He starts with sorry. So we never exhibit Pankaj to like blow up, like because like there have been other comics who have like, you know, who are producers, even me for that matter. If someone steps out of line, takes too much time or whatever, we set the straight click. Okay, Balraj has done it on Habitat Group and everything, so we have to set the record straight. But this was such a cute little outcry from Pankaj that the entire scene was like, is he okay? Kya hua?
Oh, that is how it's happening. We are two people completely cut off from the scene.
So Gaurav is removed from the group and Pankaj is like, guys, just to inform you, Gaurav Pawar has been removed from the group because he said ki Pankaj ko bol gaan mara.
So like Gaurav,
this can't be tolerated.
Okay, so Pawar meant it as like a joke between him and Gilheri.
Of course,
you know what I mean. And it's that thing where you're like usko bol gaan mara, like that kind of thing. Aur haske bol raha tha, Gilheri bhi hasa. This bugger went Twitter on it. Thought it is something else. Like, and he removed Gaurav Power from the group. And
so he was like, "Yeah, my venue is respected."
Gaurav ka aur gaand mein masti. He goes on the day ka jo open mic ka group hai na, every show also has an open, as a WhatsApp group. He goes on that show and he says, "Chutiya, yahan se nikalna bhul gaya."
That's a kind of experience.
But hey man,
he's a cop's son, dude. <he'll fuck laughs>
And then hey, last part
is like, so I think I don't know what happens. I don't remember now. This one called, like, I think Pankaj called twice. Gaurav missed it because we were doing some writing shit. And then afterwards, Gaurav calls him up, and Pankaj is like, "Ha, bol, kya hua, dude?" I'm like, "Kya hua?" Like, Gaurav is like, "Kya hua? Matlab kya? You know, tu call kiya, main tera call ka return mar raha." So he's like, "Nahi dude, you can't do this," wagera tu aisa. And I guess wohi jo baki sabko bol raha tha, that everyone felt like, you know, ki ye, what is he okay and what, and he went on that thing. Pawar is like, Pankaj, suna mera baat, suna, please sun. Like, "Haan, main sun raha." Suna? Like, "Haan." That's what I'm saying. Off stage also, the fucker won't stop, dude. He's a comedian. Recently, we were on some writing meet, and like some executive, she was giving us, like, we had given scripts to some people and waiting for feedback. And the executive, like, she was literally aisa lag raha hai ki ye pagar halal karne ke liye feedback de rahi hai. Because she asked us, ki, like, "Hey, you know, hey, like, we are writing in Roman, right? The dialogues. So, hey, mein ye N aana chahiye ki nahi aana chahiye?" And
is it hey or
hai? Yeah, yeah. So that was just the first one where we were like, okay, brain fart, fine. Then she goes ahead and like starts putting down a scene by saying ki yaar ye thoda hai na, ye aise kyun bol rahe ho, completely questioning, trying to bring logic in a joke. Like, the scene demands to be a little silly. She's bringing logic. Gaurav loses it. He's just like, and here's the thing, her side of the whole team, of the whole table, is like, "No, it is funny." She's the only person saying this is not funny. Everyone in the room agrees it's funny. We've had readings, people are laughing and whatnot.
She has the care.
She's, pata nahi kyun, she's just not getting it. So Gaurav just looks at her and says, "You know what, at the premiere, we are all going to pause the screen and be like, see, it works. See, it works."
Oh, shit. Good, na? Yeah, like, that kind of level of confidence is required.
I'm surprised by that guy's confidence at times.
Sometimes, like, I'm surprised at whether it's confidence or it's overconfidence.
Yeah. This is a very fine line.
Because itna bhi funny nahi hai, Gaurav.
He's going to hunt you at open mics, go before you, kill so hard and make it difficult for you to go on stage.
Yeah, that's a new challenge that he has given for
I'm, please do. I'll ask you and I'll give you a spot.
He's already won, Akash. He's already won.
It's so funny. When Pawar started doing mics earlier, right, in the beginning, and his first set was like, "My father's a cop," and he would do a bunch of bits on it. And then I would go and I would be hosting mics also, right? So I'd be like, ki, when Gaurav wanted to come for the show, he had to go to his father and be like, "Sahib, zao de na open mic." I love doing this. Like, Parijat is also comic, right? Parijat would do this joke about like how Bappi Lahiri would say "Gana ko gaan," and then he would like just keep going on a
spin. That is gaan.
I'm like, I've been in orgies with less gaan mentioned than Parijat said. I would love fucking with comics, but I'm like, immediately after an open mic, you know, like the people say that usually, and you've been that open mics I've hosted across like Canvas or different venues, right? And people are like, "Ki open mics ka gaan nahi marega," because they're already so nervous and everything. And I'm like, "Main gaan marne wala."
That opens up
so much.
But
my attempt was like, from the stage only I would jump into the crowd, like, you know, "You did well, like that was required."
As a host, you need to know what's happening in the show, because your job that time is to do topical content which is happening in the show.
Open mic hosting
especially like, it's very, as you said, like, Gaurav was also right to be like, after like fucking two suckers, I have to go and like then lift the crowd up.
This is something that happened yesterday also. Yesterday only, or some mic I was there, and Jeet was there. Jeet Modi, you know. Jeet was a very fine guy.
Jeet Modi.
But this is a common mistake hosting people do at open mics, where they'll go too long trying to get that first big laugh. You know what I mean? Like, my logic is, right, like, you do the 12 up top, okay? Mm-hmm. And then either they like you or they don't like you. But they don't need to like you. You're salt, right? Yeah. If you stand out, then there's too much of you, right? So you just have to be the right amount to lift everybody else up. Now, normally what I'll do is I'll bomb in the first 10, 12 minutes and then they'll automatically like the first guy more because this ye chutiya hai, toh wo better rahega.
Correct, yeah.
Then they hear the first guy and they're like, nahin, host, host. Wapis aao, you know what I mean? And then slowly you build that relationship with them over the course of, like how we do in Mystia, right? Like no matter how cold the room is up top, like by the end of it, that room is fucking golden.
It's just the fear of also like going to a like a cold audience, right? Like for anybody, from the open mic host to the opening act of your solo show also. I have had so many like people ask me, what should I do before going on stage before your solo act? I'm like, just go and have fun, dude. Because I'm gonna do crowd work by default. Mujhe bahut pasand aata karne ko crowd work. It's my fucking bread and butter. I've come from the MC background. I've done fucking theater, so I know exactly how to look into people's eyes. A lot of people don't want to lock eyes and be like, what do you do? And I get into like the brass tacks of it, okay? So I really,
dude, that hosting teaches you so, especially like because I'm someone who's bad at social interaction. Hosting taught me to like, Noel, commit, connect to those people. Because if they don't see that connection in you, nahi hone wale. Kuch nahi chalne. They're not going to give an honest answer.
Exactly. And like if you watch Subbu's, Rahul Subramanian's crowd work special, you see like you have to really work them.
That's
like people
beautiful,
think, there's like all of these stereotypes that, you know, if they make like every comedian in the comedy say, what do you do? What's your work? Oh, you're an engineer. 60 mil rahe. But that's just the most generic, like, of course, we might be looking at a lot of lot of our peers only are fucking ruined the fucking.
I think it's the same
form.
Thing, ki, okay, I need to get a laugh in like 5 minutes, 8 minutes. Subramanian was like, okay, I'm going to make this an art form now. And the video that he put out on YouTube, I saw that when he's talking to this lady with two sons in this. First 4 minutes, without looking at that woman, I knew that woman's story. You know, it
we
was
were,
so
we were just
good.
Discussing this last night. Like, the decision to not show the audience is a great one. Because it makes you imagine...
And you imagine like someone in your life like them. You know, and immediately
when the Bangalore boy speaks, you're immediately like, I know this guy.
I've run into this person.
Even the one who saves receipts and everything. So like, and like, even recently when I did my... Like, I put some crowd work compilation on. And I realized that, like, you know, like, people want that laugh immediately, right? Whereas, like, you want to work them a little bit because then people reveal so much more. It's so fucking hilarious.
You can go into a place where like something is I've been getting this now when I open to for people, you know, I've been getting this, crowd work mat kar, sirf material kar. Kyunki main crowd work karne wala hu. I just like, oh la, dude.
I've had a string of unsatisfactory opening acts over the years, like pan India. Like I think the idea of hosting is gone. Like the whole fucking people will come and host and all, and they won't even say, like, you know how, like, that's the thing I think Canvas taught us, right? Where it's like, welcome to the show. This is a thing. This is how it's going to be.
You're easing them into the fucking idea of the show.
And set up context. Don't assume context is already there.
Even coming, like, I think even I forget this when I'm doing open mics, because open mics are so few and far in between. To tell the people that this is an open mic, comedians will have 4 minutes, light aayega. Just because there's new comedians and whatnot, they don't know ki acha light aayega. Like,
even for the audience, the context is important. They're like, because some people just book tickets. They're just like, they just show up and then they're like, whatever is happening.
You said open mic mein audience, I was surprised. It's mostly plus
some,
ones.
Some mics, you know.
मेरे को तो अभी अभी मैं ट्राई कर रहा था कि मैं 20 दिन में 20 शो करूं फिर मैं माय यूजुअल सेल्फ आई वाज लाइक नहीं 20 इज नॉट इनफ 40 शोज आई विल डू
सो लाइक लिफ्टिंग
सो नाउ वी आर अप टू 34 शोज इन द नेक्स्ट व्हाटएवर 20 डेज बट वी नीड टू गेट टू 40 पॉइंट इज द जॉय ऑफ bouncing from mic to mic. It takes me back to the old days. You know, it was the same process, but for 4 minutes. And now that same, like as the career has gone on, now it's the same thing, but 15 minutes in each place. And it's magic, dude.
100%.
45 like, minutes on stage you get.
It's like being, like your joints are lubricated. You have a spring in your step while you're traveling from one place to another. Just bits are bouncing, 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 bouncing. You go from one place to, like I've seen comedians who are doing, like, you know, there's this envy when I see comedians doing so many spots. You know, like I can see concert, ye iska teen, teesra spot hai, and I can see ki usne abhi abhi spot kiya, abhi abhi wo kuch note kar raha hai. Aur fir wo jaake try karta hai. And like, there's that release that this person has, because he's doing so many spots, or she's doing so many spots, that now it's truly a game of feedback.
Yeah.
It's no longer a thing of like, oh, this means so much to me, which is something I'm desperately trying to let go.
Yeah.
Ye process hai, isko let go karne ka, don't fucking be like, the spot hai, hafte mein ek bar mila and whatnot.
Yeah. I think like there's a series on YouTube called Modern Comedian. It came out in our formative years. In our formative years, it came out. And there's an Indian girl whose story is like, she's a micer. Yeah. Back then, she was a micer.
Huh.
From S, her name, I don't remember. Shilpa,
I don't remember the name. Okay.
And this girl like starts at 4 in the afternoon at a spot, okay? Like where it's like, she's done, by the end of the night, she's done like 9 mics, okay? Across New York.
Oh gosh.
And there you have to do barking first of all, like on like Times Square corners, it'll be like, ki mere show pe aao, and then write their name behind this.
Hmm.
And then when you come in at the counter, show this to them and they'll be like, okay, you'll get one free drink based on my fucking entry, right? So all of that, so she's done, started barking earlier and then started the 4 p.m. spot. So by the time the last spot is on, it's 3 a.m. in New York, okay? And
But I did this when I had gone there for the weekend.
Correct.
Like, I had done 3 days of this.
Hmm.
And it's a different kind of grind. Like, and it doesn't necessarily make you better. Because of the 6, I would, obviously, she was probably more like advanced than I was at that stage. Because I was new, like, higher spot. But I've done more empty rooms in that one weekend in New York than I must have done in my life as a comic in India.
Like,
respect
the crowd. The artist is on performing.
So like, it just, you know, it's like you pay $5 to perform to the host of the mic. And then literally nobody else in there.
Yeah.
And every, like the bartender in an open mic in New York is the most jaded person on the planet. Usne sab sun liya bhai.
Usne sukh bhi suna, dukh bhi suna.
There is no fresh perspective you can bring to that bartender.
Okay, he's inventing cocktails. He's just like, isse shayad dukh kam hoega.
Because like, wo kya bol, अरे ये शपेल भी यही करता था इधर आके गांडू.
शपेल का ना, मेरे को उसका ओपन माइक डेज बहुत पसंद है. अभी ज्ञान चोद
रहा है, मुझे
उसका बाल था तब देखा है, मालूम है.
Yeah, like the staff and all that, like Caroline's and like factory, you see them like, they're like, yeah, ye lo khana lo tumhara, humko ye Joe Rogan match de.
Every like people are killing and comedian is killing on stage and this staff is like, sala 6 saal se yehi kar raha hai. Aaj self esteem kam hai isliye purana material.
Same fucking habit hai. Like Abhimanyu, Chandu, Dilip, all these guys who have been working for like 5-6 years now over there. Like I see them sometimes and I try not to like ye joke wapas kar raha hu main, dekho meri taraf please. But some of them are very sweet. Okay, Abhimanyu is one of those guys who will wait and be like,
मक्खन
जैसा मार सुधा हुआ
That's why he's doing spoken word.
Yeah, Harsh wears nice shirts. Okay.
He's like, I'll will you with rhymes.
But these are all boys who work at Habitat, and like all the videos you see, they're behind the production.
Yeah.
Great hardworking guys.
Mm.
Yash is like, we've literally like crashed in the dorm together because I used to create comedy at Habitat. And Yash is one of those people you always want to hug because he's just like, he must insaan hai. And there's no malice, so like there's like a nice little hug.
Mm.
And so now what they've done is they've automated his voice, where his voice is so great that they call every act on with his voice when he's there. So now they've recorded Yash saying ki, ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together and bring on stage, and every comic in the scene, he's named them. So they just snip it together on that night. Even that night is like, hey, bring the wind. I'm like, why the fuck is Yash behind me and also calling me on? And then it was like a full thing.
So now that's the brag. I'm on the Yash list.
That's
how successful I am.
Yeah, you won't have your name.
They have an automated name for me.
I personally really enjoy also the idea that when you're constantly going back to a club, that club also becomes your house. Like,
backspace is that for me, man.
Like, similar, like for me, like, I'm lucky because every city there's a venue like that where I keep going back and everybody, I know everyone knows me. And then it's a community thing.
Yeah.
Like, if it's a show at J Spot, then it's not me giving you a show, it's us giving you a show. You know, like I will call out to Pankaj in the middle of a show and be like, Pankaj, bechot.
But for whatever, like we've ragged Pankaj a lot of us. But man, that guy is so sweet. Like for my special recording, like we just recorded this on Good Friday. Like he let us like
just, Good Friday on Good Friday.
That was the idea. Dude, like it was like lightning in a bottle. I was saying Akash, like the same thing. That this like perfect balance of sinners and queers showed up. Like it was like
on Good Friday.
Yeah, like, how church, much, bro?
Yeah,
some of them actually said that.
It was said like, you know, like they said that they have lied to their parents that they're going to mass and came to my show. So like somebody said it's a place of, I'm spoiling my own show right now. I'm sorry, I won't reveal anything else. But Pankaj, I'm just saying, like the entire team at J Spot, Gileri actually designed my poster. The entire team, all like put all their heart and soul into it because they know exactly like how like a mid-range comic like me needs the support of the scene, right? Like and they turned up, so it was such a sweet little thing.
Dude, the thing of using the people who lied and come to church and whatnot. There's this show called Somebody Somewhere.
It's about the lesbian woman who goes back to her hometown. Abhi's been harping about it constantly. It's on HBO, right? But they're not taking it out on Hotstar.
Disney Hotstar ka kuch rahega. The first episode is that where they like go and like it's called church.
Yeah, it's
but it's
gay,
all the queer people of that.
Yeah. They have these congregations in India also.
What is this?
So basically, I'll give you context.
It's a beautiful show, very emotional show.
A woman dies and her sister, who's a lesbian living away from the small town that she grew up in, is coming back to take care of her and then basically take care of the house and everything. So a year down the line, essentially, like her life is a disarray. She's living in the same old house. The community around her is very homophobic and very like, you know, patriarchal, all kinds of wrong, okay?
It's the Midwest.
Like imagine me going and living Bayandar forever now. So I'm like, what the fuck? You know? So now, there she meets like an older friend of hers who also happens to be queer. And he's like, hey, if you want to try something that is queer and healthy, try this church. And they basically end up at a queer mass. So where they're like lesbian preachers and like gay choir members and trans, you know, pianists. And
but
everything.
Like, what Jesus?
Yeah, but like, you know, the idea
is... not Jesus, it's just community.
Non-denominational. It's not anybody can come. And the idea is to worship the joy of being together rather than just like one entity and one fucking symbolism and all of that. It's just like the idea of like... And so they have that in India also, in certain parts of like Delhi, Bangalore. They do like Bombay also. Like Catholics who want to like my friend Romal, who's a Christian from Chennai, he had started something similar also. I think for people to find like something to have
comfort.
You need
community.
Like I've spoken about Post before, which is also a Ryan Murphy show on HBO on our Hotstar. It's again the same thing. Like the 80s Harlem ball culture was basically black and Hispanic kids who had no family.
Finding a place to.
So they basically would come and just do all these things that models would do on ramp walks, but they were so broke that they would just have a community hall gathering and all of them would cheer each other and they would do category walks. Like, you know, the most butch looking lesbian, the most femme looking gay, the most, you know, real looking trans person. So they would all walk these categories. So they would mean nothing in the real world because they were all black and they were fat and they were gay, right? But in that world, they were heroes. So in that fucking world, they were celebrated. So they would give awards to each other, categories they would do.
That's great.
So Voguing, which is the song Vogue from Madonna, is an inspiration from that only. Because these queer people would mimic putting makeup on and doing all these poses. And that's how Vogue happened. So Voguing is based in Harlem ball culture. Okay. And Madonna didn't appropriate it technically because she had the guy who originated the dance form. He was called Willy Ninja. He was in the background dancing and doing all of that. He gets like a silhouette. So if you see the video for Vogue by Madonna, Willy Ninja is very prominent. He's got a harem pants and everything.
She is that gay icon, a queer icon.
Icon, yeah.
She's this huge. All this info I've got from Modern Family. Which is a great depiction of it, it is queer,
like, I think I was just like literally yesterday I was going through my archives of old photos because I had to send some to like, you know, publications because I'm promoting my tour and I had a screenshot of Cam and Mitch kissing on their wedding day way back season 5 of the show. Right now I don't remember, 10 years ago 10, 11 years ago,
their proposal, their wedding, Goosebumps. Them getting that kid.
Beautiful. Like, so I think it was just like a perfect time in our history also because I think on Star World to have a gay character first of all. I remember watching it and the trailers were playing, right? In the beginning, the trailers were only introducing like the Phil family or like the Mitch and Cam family and Ed O'Neill ka family. Very, very on a molecular level. But then I was so drawn to the Mitch and Cam dynamic. I didn't even know properly, right? This is possible or whatever. So like, every, like, of course, over time, the show became like what it becomes after 11 seasons.
Yeah.
But I think Mitch and Cam's relationship, the way they portrayed it also, is so realistic. Like, sometimes I'll tell Abhi that you're the Cam in the relationship.
Yeah.
And he'll angry watch Modern Family to be like, where do I do this? And just proving his point even further.
And that's the dynamic between Mitch and Cam, which is like the insecurity of a gay couple. Okay, am I fitting? And again, the insecurity is the same. Am I fitting in the roles of the conventional thing?
Yeah.
Am I being boxed in over there? And their conflicts were always the most interesting in the whole.
I feel like the litmus test for any relationship online is whether somebody who's not one of those people, like my aunt, okay, one of my aunts was watching the show and she got so into Mitch and Cam's relationship because for her it was her with her husband, right? The fact that they're gay stops mattering.
Yeah.
And then you are like, oh, it's just a relationship. You've transcended the bullshit and now suddenly you're down to the brass tacks of bench aur dhobi ka paisa diya ki nahi
ki bro isko clown banne ka
kya karu
at the same time if someone steps up at the gas station to you, this clown will come and fucking defend you.
That was such a that was intimidating, scary, everything. Fucking Cam as a football coach.
He's
brutal, dude.
Yeah. Exactly. Like even my partner, like we play around sometimes. He's done kickboxing in the past, okay? Like so if we really like punch each other in mazak bas zyada ho jata na, mera 4 din tak dukhta hai mera haath, okay? So like recent, like one of the tours mein Bangalore mein, okay? Like this is Tea Trails on Brigade Road, okay? Happening when you show is full, it's going great, I'm doing well. Two drunk kids, I must have told you the story, okay? Like two drunk boys and girls from, one boy, one girl, dating probably young fucking 18, 19 or whatever, drunk from college, came and crashed at the venue, okay? So they're in the balcony of the venue, which is not, you can't hear from there. So somebody who's in the balcony also wants to listen to the show now. So they open the balcony, so the traffic noise is coming. And fucking shut the door, motherfucker. So then he shuts the door, he comes inside, okay? The person was wanting to watch. So now because of all this chaos, this guy's woken up. He had just passed out at the balcony for 2 hours.
Nice.
The girl was like, utna, my parents or whatever. So then he wakes up. The girl just rushes past me, okay, while I'm performing. Okay, and I'm like, okay, what the fuck? Then the guy walks, very groggily walks past me also. So I'm like, okay, what the fuck? And I'm like, okay, thanks for coming, I guess. I don't know what's happening right now, but I'll see you. Okay? And then he says in Kannada that I'll fuck you up, okay? I'll get guys right now and I'll fuck you up, okay? I didn't understand first because then my friend Bhuvi translated. Abhi was like just holding camera and everything. He's like, "Kiski ma, kya bola?" Oh, ja raha uski piche. I'm like, "Can you stop me? Please come back." In the middle of the match, we
shoot karna hai. Salman dude.
Mat kar sa. I was afraid for that guy. He was nothing in like, oh, mera boyfriend is 110 kilos. Okay, back then he's come down. I'm mentioning. Okay, y'all. He lost weight. Okay, listen to this. Okay, no, he's come down to 90-93.
Now I'm imagining that episode comments where Cam says I'm going on a diet, dude.
Yeah. In bicycle shirts. Oh man, I must have seen Eric Stone Street ass only for that fucking. Anyways.
If you noticed a very weird cut, it's because we did a whole section that can't go on this podcast right now. And it'll go on the members only sections. If you're not a member, you should become one. In the meanwhile, either way, take a break.
Dude, when Antarik would do like the dark roast room, right? Yeah. Like, and we were on the WhatsApp group, okay? And
oh,
like,
weak roast.
Weak roast.
Dark roast.
Dark roast.
Dark roast. What is that?
That's a venue. Sorry. Weak roast makes more sense Antarik's context.
You know, once in his set, he started saying ki, I'm actually an actor in an audition and I knew him for like a year, but then I'm like, isse kabhi bhi actor wala vibe nahi. Kabhi nahi laga that this guy is like, I'm actor. Like, that's not a guy. Like, shirt and then another shirt. This is not an actor choice. Like, how are you paying less attention?
So on the WhatsApp group, every Monday, Anzu would be like, hey guys, yes, you know, like he'd put all caps and excitement and every emoji possible. Like, yes guys, this week we're doing sports on Friday. Who's excited? Who wants to come? And then we had to be like, yeah, me. Just to match his enthusiasm on some level. Like, yes, you. I think like,
show cancel
was like Antriksh was the only person who did barking in his shows and whatever.
For no reason.
Yeah.
But I've also seen him like, you know, fight with a motherfucker, fully like fisticuffs and all. Outside his venue only.
It was at that Thane.
You were there at night?
No, I wasn't there. I heard stories of
Thane there. Was one where this the band came samne where the New Year's show was cancelled. And then second time was at his venue only in Lokhandwala, where like there was a recording studio Bajume. I've done a story on Cyrus where there was a recording studio Bajume. Without being interrupted, I'll tell the story now, okay? Yeah. Because I've done it on Cyrus.
A Parsi making his presence known.
So, recording
studio. But Naveen, these trans people in sports, Naveen.
You think Cyrus weightlifts so that he can interrupt conversations better? He's like, Roko!
Cyrus can slide into any conversation because he's shaped like a uterus.
Notice how he's interrupting like, without being here right now.
Yeah. Essence me, you know. So there was a recording studio baju mein, and there was like music happening and everything, and they were recording something, and our mic was disrupting them apparently. Like, you know, we were like, and they're like, that is irrespective of this is our venue, that's your venue, and there's a wall in the middle, so we can't do anything. So they came out to like be like, ban karo show and all that. And Abhi, Antariksh, I, Kashyap are all downstairs trying to diffuse it and everything. So for a second, everything is fine. Then one old man gets really riled up, okay? And before we know it, Antariksh is just gone. Full, usko aisa do, aisa haath se mara usko, gaadi pe leke usko aisa pel raha hai. And then we're like, bro, come back, what the fuck? And then everybody got like really concerned about
andar
it.
Andar se pavai nikla uska.
Haan, pura.
Like pavai ke andar se Delhi nikla.
And the entire like, no, the excitement will be, hey guys, it became all like, chal bula mere bala, chal bula. You know, I think on Laughter Challenge, one girl had mimicked Aishwarya Rai, you know, where it's like, jati, to mar jati. That vibe came out from Antariksh that day. It was nice.
Damn, but I'm just imagining the guy who was recording going back and recording like this emo song, mere feelings, mere, and like he's like, oh, tu mar khaya to acha feeling aa raha hai, you sound better now.
Oh shit, dude.
What's life like if you grew up in Thane, right?
Yeah, from ages 8 upwards.
8, what happened before that?
Before that I was in Nalasopara.
Oh,
I was farther away from. I used to dream of Bhayandar.
Yeah, people now super aspire to be Bhayandar.
One man's treasure, the next man's
treasure.
My
dad always brought a house in such a way that he was like a watchman to Bombay. Like, just, after 93, he was like, "Bhayandar, main ek aur bomb blast hone nahi dunga."
Of all the places that they've changed names of, like Nalasopara should be the front end line. Like even people in Nalasopara don't want that name.
Yeah, if you can pronounce it properly with all syllables, they give you a 10 standard. Certificate.
Like, what the fuck does it mean, man? Fucking
Nala Sopara, it's where the Nala is.
Of Sopara.
There is a Sopara gaon.
Okay.
Sopara is the gaon.
And I'm not sure about the Nala, because if water comes, then it will go.
I thought there will be a pipe bhi rahega, kuch aisa.
Nahi, pani nahi tha, bro.
So then Nala will be some place.
It's Nala Sopara. No water.
It was told to me when I was 5 and I conveniently forgot it like the rest of Nala Sopara.
Then Thane is not so bad though. Thane is like a city. No.
It's a proper city
one
now.
One can call it that.
Yeah, now yeah. The full Oasis has happened. Like,
yeah, yeah.
There,
like,
now it's proper.
So when I moved over there, that time like that Oasis was being built.
Yeah. Yeah.
They had found out that I can Dubai ban sakta, like that kind of thing. And then Medo Hiranandani came and they were like, main idhar banayega. And like, then we felt jealous of that.
Yeah.
Like, I remember there were like, there's two Hiranandanis in Thane. Yeah. There's one estate in Meadows. Meadows ke pas mein, there is a Mada colony. And I would hear Mada colony kids saying, main Meadows ke pas rehta hu. And we were just like, you are Meadows ke pas.
Yeah.
Mere idhar, main jidhar rehta hai, main Grand Road mein rehta hai. So, mere ko bhi depend karta hai, kaun puch raha hai. Kyunki agar koi aisa apna type ka insan pucha, main Grand Road bolta hai. Agar koi aisa Amir South Bombay, main Kemp's Corner bolta hai.
Yeah, that's the thing, na. When I go down to South Bombay, everybody's like, "Wahan pe property bahut mehenga hai, property bahut mehenga." But sab garib dikhta hai, kyunki purana hai.
Lot of old, yeah, man. And you know, at least like the lane in which we exist. Oh wait, I had to tell you a story about this Hiranandani. My first experience with Hiranandani was in Powai, because they had really like, you know, that Haiko supermarket surrounding. But there go karting rehta tha. I think abhi bhi hai.
Abhi traffic hai.
Abhi nahi
hai. Abhi go kart nahi.
Abhi go parking.
Go parking.
Go looking for parking.
I just imagine self-driving cars when they come. You just get down on the street and then it's looking for parking. Just coming back.
But like,
self-unaliving cars.
Dude, but all words are being censored, dude. I've seen what weird words censored on the internet, dude. Like, depressed is censored. You can't say I'm depressed also.
Are
you? Yeah, I'm depressed. Mein
अरे तुम्हें कैसे बोलेगा take care वगैरह मेरे को? How will I feel like a good human being?
Care is also censored now. You have to say take
precautions.
So sorry. Yeah.
No, but it's so depressed me that the guy had replaced the E's and the P's with some shit and X's and all. And
like, I think now we can do that for everything. Yeah. I'm just going to censor my name. star Cordero.
The funniest is I saw like one video game screen grab when one guy is like, my name is Nasir and it's spelled N-A-S-S. IR. No, ER, Nasir.
Hmm.
But the game didn't want my... The game censored ass. So now his name is N star 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 ER.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
God, God, time we live in, dude. It's fucking... Did you like the first one, Extraction? Did you watch it?
It was average.
I the second cut trailer, though, is fucking intense. Okay. Like, everybody's now going for the John Wick treatment.
Yeah.
And so Chad Stahelski is now like, he's booked for like fucking 10 years now. Who made John Wick.
Uh-huh.
The guy was a fucking body double for Keanu during Matrix. Okay.
Yeah.
And now he's to sort it. So all
I
of
thought
the,
he was a stunt coordinator.
No, he was stunt double for Keanu. Okay. He was the physical.
So that is
he looks
the
very
thing.
Similar.
Vasifir was stunt coordinator.
Stunt coordinator on Matrix was somebody who was from Hong Kong because they were.
I remember.
So all these guys like Scott Addison, I think his
Scott,
name.
Scott Adkins.
All of these like new wave of like then people who learned are people who came from that school of thought.
Nice.
So very more brutal and everything. So so now like these guys are booked for like years because they're like now going for these kind of physical forms because they're like tired of the what do you say, Fast and Furious or the Mission Impossible.
But,
so
coming back to the kapda thing though, because there's a thought I have here. Do you? I feel like they've all like people have been sold a very bullshit lie about this whole. How I dress is how I express myself. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
How
for most people have the same thought anyway. Hence t-shirts.
Yeah. Like and I mean, it's not like the whole objective is about matching things to look good.
Yeah.
It's not about you expressing yourself because if you really wanted to express yourself, you could have done it in a lot of. I mean, I know you can't Instagram it anymore. You can't say your feelings, but
yeah.
Buddy, I have 5 t-shirts.
Exactly.
Yeah.
My favorites are those only. Like the small town boys and girls will be like, get ready with me. But I have like fucking one little cupboard. Usme bhi marka idhar hai, mera idhar hai. To usme se they'll do like a formal look and then they'll do all the swipe. They're doing the tricks and tricks, but they
throwing
have like
their t-shirt on.
But like they have like 5 shirts, and then they experimenting.
Yeah.
With that. I find that cute. This whole fast fashion fucking.
But this whole idea around this, right? It's like if you feel bad, you dress up and you sit at home, you feel better. Are bencho, ye kya hai?
Yeah.
Nee, that is a form of like just I do that with food though. Main pizza mangaega,
but it's, we are acknowledging that that's unhealthy. Everyone knows that that's unhealthy. People are normalizing this shit. Like it's okay
but
for
I
you.
But I think the fashion industry as it is gets enough flack to be like.
What flack they get? Fucking no flack they get, dude. More
I mean,
and more, if anything.
The fact that like fashion is not an art form, but then you watch Devil Wears Prada. And then like she just breaks it down as to why it's an art form.
Yeah.
And you still don't believe her. Like, that's it.
I think it's the most subjective thing in the world. Like fashion cannot be objective. It can't be like because there are people literally selling like the like you're not going to wear fucking globules on yourself when you're going to work in fucking marine lights. It's just like that's the reality.
It's an art form that only the people who are into it into that
but
art form get. That is
the
problem.
Full little that's
circle
the thing,
joke,
right? Yeah, it's a circle joke.
Yeah.
That's what a circle that's not an art form, that's a scam. It's not a subculture. That's a scam, dude. If nobody outside of your fucking little perfect little privileged circle can fucking make sense of it, then how is it art?
okay, fine. Yeah.
Right? Like, I mean, it's not. Abhi gana sun le. Main sunta hai gana. Main aisa wo Zimbabwe ka gana sune. Gana to gana hi rahega na, bhai. Aisa thodi bhasha vasha ka ye nahi. I don't have to be in the in crowd to fucking, you know. I get it, like it's very pretty and all the sequencing and all the techniques and all.
So I think what you're talking about, global wagera, that is the high fashion.
No, I'm talking about even like fucking the whole culture right now, dude. Influencer culture is about selling makeup and selling clothes. That's all it's about, dude. Like, and then all the other FMCG shit.
Mm-hmm. It's funny because that day you came to my house and said Borat was more time significant. And I think right now when we're speaking, Bruno is more contextual to like what we are talking about right now. Yeah. Sacha Baron Cohen, so haven't seen Bruno?
No.
It was the
It's a necessary viewing for it was post Borat only, same like Gonzo shoot where he's just like this time he plays a gay Austrian who's going around fashion elites and
he has
and
a giant dick sex machine thing with a cycle.
He has a baby pygmy, he calls it in the movie. I'm not using the racial slur, but he basically puts him on a cycle and he fucks him like that. So it's like lot of again crazy context, but like he blows up the entire world of like fashion and celebrity influencers in the Hollywood sphere of like, you know, what it's like. And there's a scene, I'm not even like, if you want one reason to watch this movie, the movie is so wrong that Paula Abdul comes to have a meeting with him, okay? And he's like, I want to do what the rich people do. What do I do? The best part is not even done. Wait, Noel.
Okay.
He's like, I don't have any furniture in the house. What do I do? So there are gardeners, Mexican gardeners outside. He's like, how I make them furniture? So when Paula Abdul shows up at the house, there are Mexicans just like sitting like chairs and tables, and one guy's naked, one fat Mexican guy's naked on table and a sushi on him. And Paul Abdul is like, okay, he'll probably give him money. It's a whatever collaboration. So she's eating fucking off the thing. It's so fucking fucked up, dude. It's hilarious. So, but then that's what I'm saying. These celebrities, they have no morals. Huh. Okay, yeah. Paul Abdul is a fucking like rights for fighting for immigrants and like ecological warrior. But when it comes down to it, they'll be like,
sushi
kha legi uske lode
se. One ke upar se.
One sushi only. One sushi.
You got the race wrong.
Juan is not Mexican.
Yeah, the
no, but sushi. That's a if there's a taco propped on his dick, then it's Mexican.
Yeah.
But
speaking of Thane.
Yeah, the dick of Mumbai, whatever. Yeah.
No, Thane has no fashion sense. That's okay. So people Thane in Thane are comfortable with that. It's just a good thing I know that there's a fucking lake in Thane that is not corrupted.
I mean, which one are you talking about? Thane is Lake City.
The biggest lake, the one next to station, the one that goes.
Oh, that one.
That's pretty dirty now.
It's got lotus and all, but it's not like.
No, it's pretty dirty.
You've not gone to Upwan Lake?
No.
Go sometime. You'll have to like take 5 days leave and whatnot. But like, it's a good place. There's like a Yeur Hill, good trekking pass.
Yeur is, I've been to Yeur.
Right next to Yeur.
Once I went to Yeur with some students that I was studying with, and they did drugs, dude.
Huh. Yeah. That's a very drug friendly
place.
They
did drugs in Yeur. I had to take the train back from Thane to Grant Road. So I did not do drugs. Yeah. I had one beer.
You were in college only, no?
Yeah, I was in college.
Yeah.
If you had taken drugs, you would have flown over.
We had done this in Canary Caves. Yeah. Where, like, we trekked all the way Canary Caves, bike le gaya, and then like everybody's shoved quarters in their pants and smuggled it to the mountain top. Nice. And then we got really drunk and then started raining, okay? So then like everybody was like, ki, we have a more nachega, and there was no peacocks dancing around.
The fuck?
Yeah, fucking drunk college kids, right? So then fucking my friend Wilfred, shout out to Wilfred Williams, because fucking he loved this because I told him.
So an alliteration name is great.
Yeah, Wilfred Williams. Okay? Will. Okay, he fucking takes a dick out. Just like in the middle, like, hey, mera more aa gaya ba. Such a weirdo he was. Like, dekhiya mera kala more.
Will.
Yeah, Will.
That's but one thing great about Thane, Mulund, this area. We're just so close to the hills. Yeah. Even when Thane, when I used to
the
live.
Nature.
Yeah. Like, once ago, I went on a trek with Gaurav and ek koi apna guest aaya tha podcast ka, jo MMA wagera karta hai.
Wow.
Shodhan Shetty karke. So we were like, chal trek pe jaate, because like he's a health nut and whatnot. So hum log upar gaya, dude, we went on top aur wahan se hum log Pawai Lake dekha, dude.
Yeah.
From the top, and it's beautiful. Like, ye Bombay mein ye hai.
Ha.
Aur main sirf like Western Express Highway dekh ke
roll. Let's go. Should do this.
Ye must season. This is a great 8 o'clock morning reach over there. Wahan pe like breakfast karne ka, ya fir you can do breakfast later and then just go.
To abhi gaya tha recently.
Ha, matlab like 6 mahina pehle.
हाँ बेंचो तो तभी जा सकता है, अभी नहीं जा सकता है.
गर्मी में
निकल जाएगा तू.
गर्मी में प्लान्स
कॉन्फिडेंस तो यू शुड रियली गो. 38 डिग्री होता है 38.
बट
कब मैं बोला नहीं.
नेपाल से पसीना आएगा.
बारिश में जाने का ना, बारिश में आल्सो इट्स नाइस.
बारिश इज बेस्ट.
बारिश इज नॉट दैट ग्रेट बिकॉज़ इट बिकम्स स्लिपरी एंड व्हाट नॉट. प्लस लाइक यू डोंट नो
द रोमांच ऑफ इट एंड होपफुली यू जस्ट फॉल एंड डाई. लाइक व्हाट
ये तेरे को गर्मी नहीं लगेगा. स्कल क्रैकिंग रोमांस तेरे को मांगता है.
अरे गर्मी से मैं मर नहीं सकता है, इसमें मैं मर सकता है. देख आर्या पार, मेरे को डिहाइड्रेट होने का नहीं है, मैं हो गया ऑलरेडी. कल
वो चूतिया है ना, डिहाइड्रेट.
या यू वांट टू फॉल इनटू पावे एंड डाई और थाने एंड डाई इज द क्वेश्चन.
द क्वेश्चन इज डेथ इज ग्रेट, आई एम ओके विद डेथ बट नो सफरिंग. अरे हम लोग अभी वो ट्रैक पे गए, वी वेंट टू तीर्थन. देयर इज अ ट्रैक टू गेट टू द गेट ऑफ द ट्रैक. ओके, इट्स 6.5 किलोमीटर.
माथेरन का याद दिलाया, डूड फक गया वो.
माथेरन में अपने को बच्चे लोग को रास्ते पे चलाते थे, बोलते थे हाइक.
क्या है डूड, बीच में ट्रेन ट्रैक पे चढ़ रहा है. ये नहीं है, ये गरीबी है.
वन प्रीस्ट डिड दिस विद अस. ओके, फादर, आई वोंट से हिज नेम.
आई थिंक आई नो बाइंडर,
राइट? स्टॉप मायसेल्फ.
या आई थिंक आई नो व्हिच फादर. ही वाज इन थाने आल्सो.
नो, दैट इज आवर प्रीस्ट. Like the Narona one, right? Not him. He's a sweet guy. Okay, Father Francis Narona, my favorite priest. Okay, actually, I'll shout out to him. He's my fucking dearest. He was the first one I came
out to. I love that you can do that and say fucking in the same
sentence.
He's taking power away from the word fucking.
Yeah, but this other priest was fucking like stingy motherfucker, okay? Like, we have all his altar service, we're all kids, okay? And we're supposed to go to like a resort as a picnic. And the picnic is in Uttan, which is like on the other end of Bayandar, okay? Which is like a fisherman village, and they've built one resort over there called Pali Beach Resort. Shout out to Pali Beach Resort. It was not close by, dude. He's making us kids walk in like the May heat across villages and like, you know, with climbing mountains and all. And my friend collapsed, okay? But maybe like two of us, like one, but the sacristy who's the priest assistant is carrying the girl and taking her as a adha rasta.
Bro,
it was the worst thing.
Mera baap, okay? He's got
his actual father.
My actual father has a reputation in the family of being someone who makes kids walk.
What is this reputation?
Fuck all reputation, I'm telling you. Because bahut chindi, dude. And it's passed on from generation to generation. His grandfather apparently did the same thing. Pass me. Aadha ghanta chalaya to get one medicine. And then when they're coming back, he sees another chemist shop right next to the house. Like, idhar kyun nahi hai? Nahi, wo 10 paise zyada deta hai. And when I was a kid at age 4, his dad's place, my dada's place, is at Air India Colony, where your Huma theater and whatnot and all this is there. From there, he made me walk till Santa Cruz station.
Wow.
Seven-year-old. Cut to now. Okay, I'm living in Bandup. He's living with me for a while. Okay, he goes to Thane house. And he's left at 2 o'clock. And he's not come home till 6. So, I'm getting everything. Okay, what has happened? Did the Parkinson suddenly advance? And like, fucking, did he fall and whatnot? He comes back and he said, at 6 o'clock, I opened the door. He's like, okay, where were you, first of all? Yeah, I was coming home from Thane to Bandup. Like, no, it doesn't take 4 hours. It's like, no, I had to get the cycle, no, from Thane. He's come from Thane on a cycle on Eastern Express Highway.
Wow.
And this is a 60-year-old man. Just like, are you nuts?
Yeah. Shit expressway.
Yeah.
To nowhere.
Yeah, my dad is like that right now. Like, I think there's something about being in your late 50s and 60s. Yeah. There's an energy that comes to you, like your last
burst
of energy. 5-6 years you give.
Prove and, something.
And I'm thaki gaya. Like my father-in-law right now, he's lost fucking 15-16 kilos since I got married, dude.
Oh, wow.
And like, he's become full patlu and all, dude. Like, my dad himself, like now, like he was chilling in life. Now suddenly in his 60s, he's like, nahi, come. And he's traveling more than I am this year.
It's
dude.
Like end life crisis.
That's our episode for today. That's Noel Cordy. You can listen to him on the
Radical Measures podcast. We have a branding problem.
Radical Measures. That's Naveen Noronha. Is House of Noronha on the internet. I'm Kuchbhi Mehta. We are Vartalab on all over the internet. Become a member. Subscribe. Watch on YouTube. Jo bhi dauda lasun dekho, tumhara jindagi hai yaar. जाओ यार
चलो